Go, if you will, to Ephesians 6. We've been talking about the armor of God. It's, you know, actually, I like the separation because it fills the house up. While those that can't be here, you know, can't take a chance of getting around, it sure feels like better than the puppets that we used to have out here. I'm telling you, that was tough, but God took care of that. Ephesians 6, we've been talking about the armor, and I want to close that out today. Ephesians 6. I'm going to read, just go through 10 through 18, try not to get stopped as we go through it. 10 to 18 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." I've got to stop. Have you recognized all of that they're giving there? And this is what we fight in our mind every day. And if we would recognize it's all spiritual and you only can fight it in the spirit, you would enjoy life more. Be a lot better. Let me read that. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood." Mother-in-law, father-in-law, wife, kids, exes. I mean, we can go, the list could go on and on. Grocery stores, governors. That's not who we're fighting. They are just being used, Christian or not. They're being used because they're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You know, half of the United States says that they're Christians. So the other half that obviously aren't, their father is the devil. Well, that's what the word says. Because if they lie, and if you lie, then your father is the devil. We had a lawyer in the past with Christopher. And I was going to go to him, and I should have. And I should have said, "I've met your father before." But if 50%, you know, if you do the whole world news, you've got a bigger range than that. Think about all the lies that are being put out without them even realizing their lies, because their father is, they were raised that way. That's just the way it was. But we don't wrestle with that. We wrestle against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. The spirit realm, you can't see, but it's real. It's more real than you are. You're just passing through. But then it goes on, it says, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the breastplate of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit," which is the word of God, "praying," this is the scripture we're going to be talking about today, "praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." What we're supposed to be doing is praying all. I have found a season in my life where I'm seeing that's pretty close to being true. Because when my mind now goes anywhere, it always tries to pull clutter into my mind. So I've got to now, under my breath, or just always be speaking the word of God, or I am getting myself in a thought pattern that I don't want to go down. Amen. Now that's, I guess I'm old and catching this real revelation, but I'm telling you, we cannot allow how... Last night I had a bad night as far as dreams, and woke up multiple times, and woke up, and finally when the alarm went off to get up, it was like, ah. Well, see, if I follow that, which I used to do, you know, it used to be when you got up, how you felt, how your day went. That's just thoughts. I had to make a decision immediately. I had to be good to the dog. He's the first one to get it or not get it. It's amazing how the love of an animal is so different than this animal. Come on. But see, we have to recognize that we have, and Hebrews, in the Amplified, the Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Now, why do I bring that up? Because we're going to be talking about praying, and we're going to be talking about that's where you should be all of the time. I don't care what your age is. You need to get in the habit, young or old, of everything. Krista stood right here, and if you paid attention, she didn't say anything but the word. It was just the word. Well, the only way that happens is that when you spend time in the word, praying the word, thinking the word, thinking the word, thinking the word, and when you're going through things that you don't like, that's a part of life that you know God will pull you through, the only way he'll pull you through is when you pray the word and chase the promises and know that whatever you're speaking and whatever you're thinking, when it's the word, is it's going to happen. Prayer is not notifying God. I mean, if he already knows my tomorrow, he's grinning. Because he already knows where I am at my state of my life, and he already knows all that's took place, and he knows all that's going to take place. So he's just like, oh, come on, Ron. I've got this taken care of. So prayer for us should be to express the truth. See, prayer is not begging God for anything. Everything has been given already to you. That was old school, that was old teaching, and I know many are still teaching that, but to come down to the altar and scream and cry out to God for stuff, that's not prayer. That's emotion. Prayer is going to him with the truth. Prayer is going to him and expressing your faith. Prayer is going to him with an expectation and a heart's desire of what he's given in your heart, what he's promised you. That's what prayer is. And that's why this armor that we're talking about here, that had to be the very last, because without prayer, folks, without prayer, none of this works. Nothing happens in your life. Absolutely, you're at a place when you pray, you are speaking the truth. See, I don't care how much I watch the news or how much I study or how much I talk to the specialist about everything that's going on. There's doubt in all of it. But when I go to the Word of God and I speak the truth, and the truth is this COVID-19 is nothing to what's coming, folks. And God's going to take this that you're going through, and he will, listen to me, he will make good out of it. He's already brought families together that never used to eat together. He takes care of every situation, every circumstance, and instead of looking at the lies and trying to figure out who's telling the truth, why not just know that God's got this and put on the belt of truth and talk about the truth? Because the belt of truth, which is the Word of God, is the only thing that's going to keep us through anything that's coming. It's the only thing that's took me through everything I've went through in my life. I'm getting old and wore out, but the truth is, I'm not getting old and wore out. I'm going to live forever. See, my body dies. I've seen so many good examples, but when Connie passed away, it was amazing. The peace that was there and the smile that she had on her face, and she looked just as pretty with Jesus that she did laying there in intensive care, with nothing working anymore, but nothing hurting anymore. See, God knew when it was time, because she tried to go more than once. But see, God knows, so you got to come to that place in your life where you just relax and you come to that place of living that truth. You come to that place of recognizing that in prayer, Lord, I thank you that you've made me in right standing. Lord, I thank you that it's not my works. It's nothing I can do or going to accomplish. It's what you've already accomplished, and it's what you've done for me already in my life. And I thank you that I can come before you. I don't have to go to man. I don't have to do anything except go to you, because I now am in right standing. See, that's prayer. Lord, I thank you that you've blessed me. Lord, I thank you that you've took care of me. Lord, I thank you that things are going to be awesome, even when they're not awesome. See, that's what's called sacrifice of praise. Because see, what you're doing is you're pushing through this flesh and you're answering the word with the truth. And you come to that place of recognizing that my direction in my life, those boots of peace, every step of my life by faith. Lord, I thank you that you know my tomorrow. Lord, I thank you that you got me through that day. Lord, I thank you that I look now back in my past and everything I walked through, you got me through, so why not walk through peace in what I'm going through now? Come on, are you hearing what I'm saying? Because everybody here, I don't care who you are. I don't care what your age. I don't care. You have something you're going to be dealing with. You have no idea tomorrow. We're so bad at doing what they call foreboding. We think about what might happen. It has never happened. Why are we even talking about it? The world's coming to an end. Well, we know that's a fact. But you're not going to be bothered by it. If you're answering, Lord, I thank you that those that are out there that need to be saved, give me what I need to help them to get saved before you finally take us out of here. We're seeing things fly apart. How could it go apart as fast as it's going apart? Because it's time for Jesus to take his church. And that is coming. But I'm not scared about it, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I want the young people to be able to live a life. This is not life. Wait till we get to heaven. Well, Lord, just hold back a little bit longer. Why? He knows when everybody that's going to get saved is going to. He already knows tomorrow. See, he's already wrote the book. And we're just walking through the book. So if we would start living in the chapter that you're in, quit getting out of line in your parade. Be where you're supposed to be. Follow what God's got going. See, recognize that prayer is all this that I'm talking about. You're at a place in prayer where you have that faith. You have that shield. You know you've got protection. Father, thank you for protecting me in this. Lord, thank you that you've got me through this. Lord, thank you that this shield that you've got is protecting me from the fiery darts. Lord, thank you that what they said about me is not going to offend me. I'm not even going to go there. That's all part of prayer. Lord, thank you that you've designed this in such a way where all I have to do is trust in you and obey. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. We sung it for years in the Methodist Church. They're still singing it in the Methodist Church. We probably ought to sing it here once. Because folks, I'm telling you, when you start grabbing this, the helmet of salvation, how could I trust by faith the helmet of salvation if I didn't trust it? The word says, not the world says, the word says. So in knowing that, my mind, will, and emotions will be on check. And when I have, for example, back to when my thought life goes where it's nonsense, that's where it's been lately. It's just been, get back down here. Lord, you got this, and your word says. See, that protects this. That I know I'm saved. I don't feel saved. I had wrong thoughts. That didn't take me out either. The Bible says that I'm locked in with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says I'm taken care of. The Bible says, that's prayer. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. The sword of the Spirit. What is the sword of the Spirit? It's the word. It's the truth. It's your belt. But it's the thing that you can, the enemy, you cannot touch me. Satan, get your hands off of that person. Satan, get your hands off of me. Satan, get your hands off, because I have been placed over you. When I believed in Jesus Christ, I was raised from the dead and I was placed over the angelic beings. Get out of here. In the name of Jesus, I have authority over you. Get that sickness out of my house. You have the sword of the Spirit. The word says that I'm prosperous. The word says that I'm healed. The word says that is the sword of the Spirit. That's prayer. Now, oh, God, take care of me. Oh, Lord. Oh. He don't hear that. Did you hear me? he's not hearing that. See, you've got witnesses that have died before you that is cheering us on. And what they hear is the word of God. And when you come to that place of understanding, they ended this because they ended what you had to have from the beginning to the end of this. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. When I first read that years ago, it was like, well, there's no way. Because my mind was, I had to be on my knees. And I had to be doing that ritual stuff that they've taught you to do. I had to be by my bed, you know, like you see. Well, that's a good place to go. And that's great before you go to bed and all that. But if nothing get done if I stay right there. Praying without ceasing is always being in communication with the Father. It's just everything right down to when you turn to go down to Walmart, Lord, thank you for a good parking place. See, what you're doing, you're communicating. You are spending time with the Father who's with you all the time. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. The first thing I have said for years, every morning, not good morning, Connie, good morning, Holy Spirit. Because before I'm conscious to be with anybody, I already know I'm conscious to be with him because he never leaves me. So my first words are, good morning, Holy Spirit. Why? Because he's there. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. So knowing that sets the stage for the day. This morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. But in the back of my mind, what a night. The back of my mind, if I wasn't the pastor, I wouldn't even go to church. Well, one of these days. Yeah, I mean, everybody, well, you know, I went to church once this month. You know. I think it was Neil I was talking to. You were there. I said, let's just don't show up. Neil said, it won't work. John's got it tomorrow morning. And I said, well, let's plan a time. We just, you know, we wanted to stay home, man. You know who's leading you? Number one, you had to get the thought. Maybe you had a bad night. Maybe. But your thoughts said, I just stay home. No, it says don't forsake the assembling of your people. Well, what good am I? You. Are touching lives just when you walk in that door. You have something to give to somebody while you're here. There's a purpose for all of that. My heart breaks for those that have to stay home. And that's where they're at, and that's okay. I understand that. The fear there with that. They don't want to get what's going on. I understand that. But they're missed. Why? Because we're all supposed to be a body of Christ working together. So in your prayer time, Lord, touch the hearts and the lives of those we haven't got to speak and talk to for months now. Lord, see, that's communicating. That's getting with God. See, that's coming to that place of understanding. Mark 14:38 says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I had to put that scripture in there because my flesh is very weak. And when my wife's not there, and speaking what we need to do as far as eating, and I go by McDonald's, my flesh wants to just go get something quick and be done. But my spirit says, no. You can't. If you eat that all the time. So I've only been there one time since she's passed away. Why? Because I'm trying to follow the spirit. I'm really good on those healthy choices that they make. Ooh, but I have a feeling they're going to get old. But see, everything in my life now is really, and I'm just being blunt and honest with you, everything is battling my thoughts. Because she's gone. Now what? Where are we going, God? I'm even trying to think for God. Anybody ever done that? God, what about this? And God, what about that? And when he's in charge, why would I be asking him when he's going to tell me what... It's so good to have the Holy Spirit flowing in you and trusting in him. He's got this. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, I've quoted this one already. It says to pray without ceasing. And when Paul wrote that, I thought, there's no way. But in real life, folks, you can have communion with God all the time. It can be, and you don't have to be weird. Don't be weird around people when you're talking to him. Oh, God said this and God said that and God's saying this and God's saying that. Just be a person. But when you get done talking, that you've only imparted grace because you're used to the word and you know that that's all you should say and you shouldn't gossip and you know that because you've studied. Then whenever you walk away, just go back to talking to God and it's just the way, because it puts the belt of truth on it. It puts that shield of faith on it. It takes care of all those things. Colossians 4:2 says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in that which it gives, and give thanks. Come to that place of recognizing, I'm going to be after this. I'm not going to let my mind go crazy. I'm going to be after this because I know I'm righteous. I know I have the belt of truth. I know I have everything I'm supposed to have. I'm okay. See, it's a weapon. The armor for prayer is a weapon of protection as well as offense and defense in everything you do because you are proclaiming the word and you are showing the enemy that I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I am okay. And we walk through that and we trust what's going on. See, I have the belt, so I speak the truth. I have righteousness, so I speak as a right standing before God. I don't go to God and gossip. I go to God with the truth. You say, well, that person's driving me crazy. Well, you can tell God he's driving you crazy, but at the same time, why don't you finish it? I thank you, Lord, for blessing me and letting me grow up in this. You got them. Work with me. See, this prayer is a constant thing. Peace. I actually, folks, listen. I'm at peace with all of what's going on. I'm not happy. But I'm not sad. Because I know God's got my life. So I walk in peace. And it's kind of interesting. About the time I get where I don't know where to step, God brings someone by or God gives me a phone call or something just to harass me in love. But like, it's like, I better give him a call. And then Ashley called one of the Connie's peach pie recipe, which I thought was ironic when she said it because who's wrote it down in my family? So I called Patty, who is Connie's sister, who's taking care of the mom, and they said, I need the peach pie recipe. Well, we don't have it. We'll have to write it down in our mind. They just threw it together. So just about the time I had this, oh, man, because Connie could cook. And I know I'm talking about Connie a lot, but right now that's where my thoughts are at. Ashley made a peach pie from her recipe that we finally got together. It was delicious, and it went, oh, Connie, you did good. Connie didn't do that. Ashley did that, but Connie did that. See, God always meets when you're right where you think you're going. He takes care of you. He always does. He's a God that takes care of us. Then I got to stand by faith, and I do that by just claiming what the Word says, all that we've talked about. I protect the mind with my thoughts. I've noticed that I've really been throwing a lot of the swords, sharper than any two-edged sword. So what it does is when I speak it, it's correcting my thought life. The last part of the scripture, I want to read this in a New Living Translation, then we're going to close. Listen to what it says. It says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion, stay alert. In Ephesians 6:18, it says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. It said, pray in the Spirit. Well, I don't have time to get into the heavy side of that, but fact is, we have all been gifted to be able to pray in tongues or pray in the Spirit. We don't have it a lot here in this church because it says in the scripture that praying in tongues is for unbelievers. And we're all believers here for the most part. But yet it's a language that I can pray to the Heavenly Father. When I when I need built up, when I don't know how to pray, when I've said everything I can say in prayer, when I've talked to Teddy as much as I can talk to Teddy, I go into the Spirit and I just pray in the Spirit, quietly, sometimes not even opening my mouth. I just pray in the Spirit. And as I do, I get answers, and I'm praying exactly what He would have me to pray for where I'm at today. In your life, listen, to wrap up all the armor, when you do what He says at the very end, you're doing all your armor every day. You are being covered. You are being protected. You are being, the fiery darts won't bother you because you see where I've got to forgive immediately. And you pray, Lord, thank you. Help me to forgive that person for what they've done. Lord, help me not to connive and manipulate. Help me not to be a person in control. Let me just let you be in control of my life, of what's going on. And let you got me, whatever happens. Send me to Nairobi. I don't care. Because when you get to the place in your life, and we're all still trying to maintain that, of just, okay, God, here I am, take me. God will take care of you. Let's stand up. Father, we thank you. We actually, Lord, thank you for every moment of our life, from the time we give our heart to you. We thank you, Lord, that you've had control, if we just would let you have control. When we mess up, you always turn it for good and get us back on the interstate and get us back where we're going. Father, sometimes it's like we get in the car and we don't turn the key on and we expect it to go down the road. You're the key. You're everything that we are. Without you, we're nothing. And that doesn't say that we're nothing. That just says that without you, we're nothing. Because the Word says, Father, that we can do all things through Christ who lives in us and with us. Nothing will pull us down, Father, if you continue to walk with us. And Father, we know your Word says that you never leave us and you never forsake us. Lord, everybody here, I thank you that it's going to be an awesome day for them, an awesome week for them. And I thank you they're going to be more sensitive to where their mind is going. Help us, Father, to pray without ceasing. Help us to commune with you ongoing everywhere and everything that we do, Lord, trusting in you in all things. And we thank you for that, Father. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. Don't forget, you can go in the back and get close to the kids. Next week, see you in tea with John and Tuesday and Thursday and midweek. We'll be up front if you need prayer for anything.